listen. Do you want to know a secret? Do you promise not to tell? Whoa, whoa.
That's out of context.
Or is it dirty?
No, it's just about Pokemon.
You and Kyle. So you got beef with Kyle.
I don't have any beef with Kyle.
Do you want to use the, you want to say anything now to Kyle right now?
Kyle. Yeah. I don't want to say anything.
You
know,
I didn't say to Kyle. Hello and welcome to episode 8. We've done 8 of these, Mario. What do you think of that?
Is it really 8? What was last week?
I'm pretty
6?
Sure. Yeah, 6. last week was episode 6, so it just follows treason. This is episode 8. I am here in my bedroom,
your bedroom, living room, kitchen.
It's basically all of the rooms that I have. I'm Scott Garner, by the way, and with me is Mario Domo. Not with us this week is Corey Schmitz. And I can, right now I can sense that some of the loyal listeners, particularly Schmitt, are maybe doing a spit take, gazing dumbfounded at their
yeah, computer. Maybe we shouldn't have said anything.
Maybe just see if they noticed.
Uh-huh.
And just play some old clips of Corey.
Oh, we need a Corey soundboard.
We do. The fact of the matter is that Corey has decided to take a break from podcasting. In truth, Mario and I never actually asked him if he wanted to do this.
Mm-hmm.
And he did 7 shows before he told us that he didn't. So that was very nice of
him. He missed one, right?
Oh, he did miss one. So he did 6 shows. So Corey was a trooper, but he didn't actually want to do this. So there's, for the time being, it's just going to be Mario and me.
Corey's a very busy, popular
He's
boy.
He's a very popular person. He deals with real people. He doesn't have to do podcasts.
Yeah.
We're going to try to pick up the slack. For the time being, it's just going to be the two of us until we figure out what's next.
Until we find a new Corey.
Until we find a new,
better one.
Do you think there's a better Corey?
I'm going to move in with him.
We know there's a couple other Coreys, right? Like, just right off the bat.
I know one other Corey. And then I know a Corey that's a girl.
That's fine.
It's Corey.
Whoa, that's like, you know how occasionally in different branches of Batman, Robin would sometimes be a girl?
I thought you were going to say branches of government.
You know how different
and then you went
branches
the other way.
Of government, sometimes Batman is the legislative branch,
right?
And
yeah,
Robin like is the executive branch, and sometimes that President Robin is a girl?
Yeah.
Yeah. So let's find a girl, Corey, and I think that will be very popular,
okay,
and we'll get a lot more lady listeners.
And she can wear all of Corey's old clothes?
Yeah.
The uniform, you know?
Yeah, it's going to be great. I don't want to break with any tradition, so I'm still going to call this Corey's feedback, and I'm going to
dive right in. Yeah, that's pretty great.
We have quite a bit of feedback. A lot of times we don't actually know how to categorize stuff, so it's pretty arbitrary, but I'm going to leap right in. Hi, this is Trampoline Handjob Guy from episode 6. Love the show. I just wanted to clear up a few things. One, it was a nice summer eve, perfect for sleeping outdoors. Two, there were girls and boys present. Three, I was a little drunk. Four, said hand job occurred under a blanket. Five, it was still obvious and everyone knew what was happening. Six, I didn't finish. There was no mess. Wrap up, you guys are hilarious and I love your insight. The way you guys dismantle secrets, perfect. P.S., does Corey wear a hat when you guys record? He sounds like he's wearing a hat.
Yes, he does wear a hat.
Corey always wears a hat.
How did this person know?
That is kind of weird. What tone of voice or inflection? What tipped you off?
There's no way they can know if Corey's wearing a hat.
Unless they were watching us.
Either way, it's super creepy. If
okay,
Corey, if it's like, is Corey wearing a dress? You know, it's just, it's just weird.
Corey, I would bet that Corey's wearing a hat right now. What do you think?
Yes, definitely.
Yeah, Corey's a hat guy. He looks good in hats. Thanks for the follow-up. That does clear some things up for us. So you didn't finish, but it was obvious bouncing around. So I've got a clearer picture. Mari, do you have anything to add to this?
I mean, I guess if you're on a trampoline with other people, they're going to feel it.
Mm-hmm.
But I still don't know if, you know, they knew. I think the weird thing is that for this person is that it was a gay dude and he considers himself straight.
Yeah, well.
Yeah, whatever.
It sounds fine. It's a nice summer's eve. It sounds like a fun time. A fun time was had by all.
Yeah.
Yeah, maybe. Moving on to number 2. Hey, fellows. It's roommate vibrator girl here. Thanks for all the laughs at my secret. I guess it was a bit strange, more than a bit, but I found it in her little closet. No, we're not lesbian lover roommates, but I was with her when she bought it, so I knew the bag it came in. It was also just next to the door of her closet, so I didn't dig into her other belongings. I also know she bought some cleaner for it. I cleaned it pretty well before and after. I've never used one, so I was really curious. Shrug. I have to admit that it wasn't that great. Never went up my butt, though. Ha ha. So that was Corey's question, was maybe she was using it wrong or right by trying some other places. What is this? We've got a clearer picture now, Mario. What's your take?
Seems fine. I think I like the idea of this try before you buy kind of thing.
I'm still sort of intrigued by this whole roommate thing. Like, your roommate goes off to work, they go about their business, they go about their day. Strange things happen at home, and they come home and it's like nothing mm-hmm. ever happened. It's almost like a Elves and the Shoemaker kind of thing. Like, there's just something happens, you don't really know what's up, and you come back and suddenly your vibrator's extra clean.
You mean like borrowers? Like,
I don't know. It's you know, maybe I don't know what it is. You come in here like, hey, okay, my vibrator is extra clean today. That's great.
And all my shoes too. That's so weird.
It's so weird. So you did not enjoy the vibrator. So this actually turned out well because you didn't waste your own money on it. It was kind of a try before you buy thing. You found out that vibrators weren't for you, and everybody came out happy, right?
Yeah, but maybe the problem was that she didn't put it in her butt.
Maybe that's probably the...
I think that's it.
Issue. I think that's it. Next feedback from Corey's feedback. Mare, your voice is so adorable. It makes me want to be your friend or sibling or something.
That's weird.
No, okay. So we've got three options.
The sibling part is weird.
Well, okay. Friend is pretty obvious.
Because are siblings supposed to like each other? Or
It has never in my life occurred to me to take stock of the voices of my siblings. Like, nice voice. I'm glad you're my brother.
Yeah. Oh, you've got a great voice. You're so cute.
Yeah. But then there's also the or something. What do you think that means?
That's obviously like a friends with benefits kind of thing.
Or do you think that's a pretty broad, I mean, that could be kidnapper. That could be hostage taker.
Or something. I guess it could be anything.
Mari, you have a great voice for radio.
Do
you've
I?
You've got a rich.
Wait, what does that mean?
Dulcet. That's nice. It's mean that's when you good. Say you've got a great face for radio.
Yeah. Gotcha.
You've also got a great face for radio. You've got a great body
thanks.
For radio.
Thanks.
You have a rich, deep,
chocolatey kind of
I think,
voice.
To me, the problem with the chocolatey voice, to me, that's like on Halloween when you eat 500 Tootsie Rolls and you've got loogie.
You got choco mouth.
I would not call that a nice voice. No, kind of a thick, dulcet, kind of ambrosial, syrupy.
Is this from you? This feedback?
Yes.
Okay.
No, you do have a nice voice, and it's funny. I've had people that know the three of us comment that it's kind of funny that you have kind of the deepest voice of the three of us.
But that's just the way I am.
No, I know, but you have the deepest voice, but you're the smallest fellow, and not everyone might know that.
No, I think they know that.
I didn't mean to offend you.
I feel like they can tell.
They can tell. Well, I might have said no, but if people can hear that Corey's wearing a hat, they true. Can probably tell how tall you are. So that's for sure.
Yeah.
Next one, very short, sweet email is girlfriends.com.
Yep. Thanks, guy.
What, so you go there uh-huh. and it says under construction.
Yeah.
And I remember, was it last episode? A couple episodes ago, we jokingly talked about going to girlfriends.com/girlfriend, whatever.
Something
to get a girlfriend.
Like that.
It's a silly joke we do. But someone sent it along to us. Do you think it's the person that bought the domain and they're planning on launching girlfriends.com?
I'm going to check the who is very quickly.
Are you?
We should have done that a little bit beforehand.
Okay, Mari's going to get on this first. I'll go ahead and bump on to the next feedback. When Mari was talking about the dude picking his nose in the bus, I was worried it might have been me until he said the kid was Asian. Neutral face? What is this face? What is the face that's a colon and then a pipe? Is that just kind of a...
Is that what it's called? A pipe?
That's a pipe. If you're a programmer, that's a pipe.
I call that a line.
Well, it's kind of a line too. To me,
or,
is that kind
call
of
it
like a
colon?
It's a... Okay. So the thing I really like about this is that there were so many other things that lined up. Like he had a checklist of, yes, I was on the ultra bus...
The mega bus.
You were on the mega bus. He's on the ultra bus.
Yeah, he was.
Passing at the appropriate dates for this particular festival. Mm-hmm.
Traveling at 55 miles
55
per hour.
55 miles per hour. Everything else lined up. All of the other things were there. Uh-huh. And each time you gave another detail, you know, he's growing more and more panicked, more and more worried until you say that the guy's Asian and whew.
Dodge that bullet.
Really? I mean, it's like all that the evidence was mounting up against him.
I don't remember what order I revealed those details.
I don't know. To me, you sounded like an ace attorney. Like on this guy's on the stand, and you're listing the details one at a time, and mm-hmm. you've got him nailed. He's nailed. Like you've got him. He's in the slammer. And then his ace attorney stands up and says, "Your Honor, we have one bit of evidence. Mm-hmm. This guy was Asian."
Okay, and you hold up a Ziploc bag, and it says Asian in it.
Yeah, it says Asian on it. And he's vindicated. He's free. I think that's, to me, that's the hint I get. So you're eating your boogers. Sounds to me like that's the case, but you're not Asian, so I guess it's okay.
It's all good.
Yeah, it's fine. Did you find that who has yet?
It belongs to someone named Scott Ridher from Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania.
Hmm.
And I try to look him up on Facebook, but it's not. Nah, you know.
Do you think Scott's a listener?
It keeps trying to change it to Scott Ryder.
I would have thought that girlfriends.com would be like a prime.
I thought they would have bought it already.
A prime URL. Maybe they're just sitting. Probably somebody's sitting on it. It's probably worth millions.
Yeah. Well, maybe the people, you know, on the internet don't want relationships. They just want
sex. Or wives.
Yeah.
Next feedback. A soulless ginger and a whitewashed Asian. Isn't that the weirdest combination ever? Although it's weird, I think it's amazing. Too bad others don't see it that way. Oh, well.
What the hell are you talking about?
What are you talking about?
No one said anything.
No context. No anything. The thing I like, though, I like to imagine with that first sentence that it's like talking about a new 70s TV show. Like, a soulless ginger and a whitewashed Asian. Isn't that the weirdest combination ever?
Like it's their elevator pitch?
Yeah, I don't know. It sounds like a great show. I think
I wouldn't watch this show.
I would not watch this show either.
What a weird combination.
Thank you for writing in. I don't know if this was a secret or if it was a feedback or what. No context whatsoever.
I don't know. I don't know if I'm going to assume that it's a redheaded male
mm-hmm.
and a whitewashed Asian girl.
Maybe.
Is that what you think?
Probably.
What do you think?
Yeah, probably. It seems right. I don't think it's the weirdest combination.
Why
ever,
is it weird? I don't understand. Okay, soulless ginger. I can understand you saying that because it's in quotes, and people say that gingers don't have souls. Mm-hmm. But I don't get the whitewashed Asian thing. Why is that necessary to point out?
I don't know. Maybe just picture him on the street. Like picture a big lumbering guy with big curly
with no hair. Soul.
Picture like Carrot Top.
You think he's lumbering? Carrot Top is not lumbering.
Well, first I was picturing like a big lumbering guy, and then I was picturing, I don't know. I don't have, weirdly enough, I don't have like a go-to image of what a big redheaded guy should look like.
Oh. Why is he big?
I don't know. I just
imagine Ron.
Ron Weasley?
From Harry Potter, yeah.
So you think this is Ron Weasley and...
Cho Chang. Right.
So you think this is... Because she had an Irish accent, if I remember right.
Oh, she was so cute. So that's not whitewashed, though.
Well,
she's just,
I don't know.
That's not whitewashed.
Is Ravenclaw the right house name?
You would know.
Raver. Well, yeah, but I know it more by Wizard People than by the actual.
But she wasn't in Wizard People.
No, I know, but that's how I know the house's name. Like,
but you also, you're asking if it's the right name?
Yeah, I can't remember.
It's Ravenclaw.
Yeah, okay, I just couldn't remember.
But I don't remember if that's the correct house that she's in.
No, she's definitely in, of course she is.
Oh.
She's okay. Asian and she's smart. Of course she's in Ravenclaw.
Is that what Ravenclaw's about?
It's about being clever and smart. So Ron Weasley and...
Cho Chang.
Weirdest combination ever. I guess we'll never know, will we?
Yeah, whatever, dude.
Whatever, dude. How about the next one?
You're reading them.
I have... Yeah,
why are you asking me?
I'm still getting used to this. I have mixed emotions about this one because it turns a little... This one's half feedback, half secret. So we're going to do it now.
It's a halfy.
Hey guys, it's Lightsaber Chick. Just to clear up the ownership, it's mine. Also, it's nothing fancy or whatever. Just a regular extending model. That's a little fancy. Extends.
I thought they were talking about vibrators again for a second. For some reason, I got confused. It's just a regular extending model.
I know. I have a roommate revenge story that has nothing to do with me putting stuff in my vag. If it's too long, I don't care if you read this or not. Mari, do you want to read this as a bonus secret?
Okay, yeah. Yeah, because it is a secret.
Yeah, it's a bonus.
Me and my roommates, four of us in the apartment, were fed up with our mutually hated roommate, and all of us being completely horrible people thought that it'd be a great night of fun to fuck her shit up while out of the city. Other roommates pissed in her body spray and shampoo, scrubbed the toilet with her toothbrush. I erased her shows off of the DVR and pulled some of the tabs of her sodas so that her shit would be flat, like her personality. Heyo!
So that actually said in between two asterisks, Ed McMahon-Heo, and I appreciate that Mari played the part. There's a broad range of hostility here.
Yeah, dude, that's...
Some of that's pretty intense. Whoa. Like, pulling the tabs on your sodas, that's, I think that's pretty funny.
Okay, what is that even... How does that work?
You just kind of barely pop it, like, tss, and then it'll be flat.
It doesn't leak out at all?
No, it's... Well, I mean, it just lets the air out, so it'll be flat.
But no liquid gets out?
No, because it's
somehow?
The top of the soda.
But if you're... Okay,
you're sure. She's not going to juggle them before she opens. I see. That's fine. Erasing shows up the DVR. Not very subtle, but also fine. But man, that other stuff is crazy.
Yeah, the DVR thing is like, seems like she's going to know.
Yeah.
You know?
And those other... Yeah, that is obvious. Those others, man, but that other stuff is rough.
Or will she know? I don't... Sometimes DVRs are just weird.
Right? I don't know. But man, that is some tough roommate stuff. Can I tell you a little trick to playing your roommates? Maybe if you want to do an April Fool's thing.
Sure.
And I tried this once, but I ended up doing it to myself just because I wanted to see what would happen before my roommates got to it.
Okay.
So maybe you've heard of it. You take the shower head off the shower.
Okay.
You pour red Kool-Aid in it and then you screw it back on.
Uh-huh.
So that when they turn on the shower, red blood bursts out of the shower head and covers their body.
I've heard something like that.
It actually works. The problem is that I was so curious about it, I couldn't wait for my roommates to finally wake up and do it.
Uh-huh.
So I just did it myself and it was pretty amazing. So
did you stand in the shower and...
Yeah, I wanted the full effect.
That's silly.
No, it's pretty amazing. And I'm sure it depends on the shower head, but if somebody's looking for a good little prank, I think April Fool's is just right around the corner.
Mm-hmm.
It's harmless. They're in the shower anyway. Just take the head off, pour some red Kool-Aid in or whatever.
Just
color.
The powder, right?
Yeah. Just pour the powder and screw it on. And then when the water comes rushing through, it will be bloody and terrifying.
I feel like I've heard more malicious versions of that. Like something that's...
Where it's actual like pig's
irremovable.
Blood.
Irremovable. No, like powdered pig's blood? No,
yeah,
like...
powdered pig's blood.
Like some sort of like paint that they can't get off and not delicious red drink.
Well, I'm not a bad person, Mari, and I don't do bad things to people.
Okay. Well,
so, okay. I think that's the end of the feedback. Of course, feedback, I think. Is that correct? That I missed?
Yeah,
one?
That's the last one.
Okay. So it's time for some secret. So the secret bag.
Okay. Yeah. Let's do that.
Okay,
secret
let's do
bag.
That sure.
I graduated a semester early and have not been able to find a job. I want all of my former classmates to have just as hard time becoming employed as I am, so I don't feel like such a failure.
That's a interesting wish. Like, rather than wish for yourself to succeed, wish for everyone else to fail.
Maybe it's that she wants... I don't know why I assume it's a girl for some reason.
I kind of did too, actually.
I mean, men and women do have different writing styles, mm-hmm. but anyway.
I think she's wearing a hat.
I think so too.
Size 8.5 shoes. What's your take on this? This is a little bit I don't know.
Yeah, well, I was gonna say maybe she wants them to grow from this
no
struggle.
No, it's not that. It's that thing that when you're in a bad place, you want other people to be in a bad place too.
No, yeah, that's exactly what it is. There's nothing wrong with that. It's not like she's like sabotaging their actual careers. She just wants to feel a little bit better.
Maybe so. Yeah, that's true. Like, if you're not actively doing anything, like erasing their shows off the DVR or whatever it is, like, it's fine.
But, you know, she's having a hard time.
Well, she's doing a thing where she's sort of measuring herself against her peers, which I think is sometimes a dangerous thing.
It is.
Especially if, you know, if they succeed, that's great for them. You know, good deal.
But not everyone deserves that success.
Yeah, but, I mean, if she's going to get upset about it, can I drop a book just real fast? There's an author I really like, and he has lots of kind of real world.
He has lots of books.
Kind of real world applied philosophy books that I really enjoy. And I'm going to mess up his name because it looks like a crazy girl name. But I think it's pronounced
Mari Odoma.
Alain de Botton.
Okay.
And one of his books is called Status Anxiety. And one of the things he talks about is just, you know, this kind of thing, like...
What's it called?
Status anxiety.
Oh, status.
Where you're really worried about how you're keeping up, you know, measuring up against your peers. And which I have had problems with. And I enjoyed that book. I've enjoyed all of his books. Mm-hmm. They're all fantastic. Mm-hmm. You should read all of them. And
wait, how many books are there?
There's How Proust Can Change Your Life. There's
this dude.
There's a book about travel. There's a book about work.
You do love his stuff.
I think I've read all of his books.
Yeah.
And he's got actually a great book. So many people, as long as I'm talking about him, why not? He's got a novel called On Love that is also, I think, a great book for all the people that write in that just don't understand how love works.
Yeah.
Which is most of them.
They figured it out. They cracked the code. It's in this book.
No, it's really good. I think it's a great book. And I think it's worth, if I don't know, if, I wouldn't call it self-help. It's, again, it's kind of an applied philosophy thing, but I've enjoyed all of them and I've found them pretty helpful.
Okay.
Okay. There's my task. Well, now that endorsement.
That nerd shit's over.
Yeah. So read some books. Yeah. What's next?
If my boyfriend doesn't propose to me by the time I leave for grad school next fall, I am leaving the doors open for a new man. Should I find one? Is this okay?
Dang.
Yes or no?
Yeah. Yes. Okay. No. Yes. No, it isn't. Is this a trick? Is this a trick question?
Yeah.
Here's the trick question.
If you don't propose to me by the time...
Wait, but that's the trick. She's telling us. Did she tell him? Oh, or is it like he has to figure it out?
Yeah, you know what? I think you should tell him.
Or maybe not. Well, or maybe that's her thing. Like,
I mean, yeah, you want to feel wanted.
And not just that. I think that's a healthy thing in life. Sometimes to have like that kind of ultimatum. I mean, it can be a little weird, but to say like, I don't know exactly what to do about this. So it's almost like a toss of the coin kind of thing, but right. A little less. Because one, if he brings it up, it shows that he's into it and it's a big deal.
I see. Okay, maybe.
Leaving the door, going away for school. If you're talking, I mean, we've talked about long distance relationships.
Grad school, before. That's 2 years.
Hey, that's the big time. That's where you will meet actual adults. Like you'll meet, you know, grown men that are.
Yeah, people who wear lab coats and.
Yes, because that's what goes on at grad school.
Yeah.
I think that this is not a bad plan. It sounds like you're not totally sure, right? Like if you were sure, you'd want to go one way or the other. But
I don't really understand the situation though, because if they do get married and then she moves away, you know, that's.
Well, if he proposes, it's like him saying that he's in it. He's saying, I'm proposing to you. We're engaged. You're going away for 2 years, but you're mine. I got this. I call this. And if he doesn't say that, then it's kind of like he's not staking his claim and she's just open to do her thing in grad school, her grad school thing.
I guess. I don't know. I mean, I think we all know that I'm not crazy about marriage and like it's such a confusing thing for me. It is a promise and it's a very strong commitment, but there's always divorce. Like that can always happen.
Well, this is not even that. This is proposal. So there's always not even getting married.
Oh,
I think it's, to me, it's not even quite about that. To me, I think it's her way of saying, if he really wants this, he has to propose. If he doesn't, I'm going to leave it open. And I guess you can do that. And it's kind of the passive aggressive way to do it. Or you can just talk to him and say, you know, I'm going to go away. What are we doing with this thing?
Yeah, I'm sure they'll talk about it at some point. I'm sure they've talked about it in the past.
Maybe she'll talk about it.
If it's like right around the corner, they've talked about it.
She leaves tomorrow, Mari, and she needs answers.
She leaves next fall.
She leaves next tomorrow.
School
starts next fall, but she leaves tomorrow.
Is that this fall or is it next year's fall?
It's the next time there's a fall. I'm always confused by that as well. Anyway, if you wanted to, this is a passive aggressive route, but seems reasonably effective, but maybe you should talk to the guy.
Yeah, it seems okay.
Yeah, what's next?
I found porn in my aunt's TV in a friend's piece of furniture. Not sure how to call it. And now my grandpa's Internet Explorer favorites. Never in my own house, though. Lucky.
So this person, everywhere they go, there's just porn everywhere.
This person, I don't think English is their first language.
Well, some people have trouble, you know, emails.
Yeah, that's fine.
Emails are not their first language.
Email. Yeah. Email as a second.
Okay, so let's run down the list. We got the auntie's house. Now, do you think on the TV, do you think that the aunt actually owned something?
In the TV.
Subscribed?
No, it's inside of the TV. It's like Zoolander. It's in the computer.
Interesting. Do you think that, you know, on the one end of the spectrum, there's like the Playboy channel's unlocked and was part of the cable package. Right. The other end of the spectrum is that the aunt lives alone and she's got some crazy hardcore stuff.
Well, I just imagine it as being physically inside of the TV, like rolled up porno magazines hiding behind the screen.
Okay. And the friend's house is a piece of furniture. Do you think that piece of furniture is also a TV that just has some porn?
But this person doesn't know what to call it.
Well, maybe because it's a different kind of TV.
Okay. It's a computer.
Okay. And third off, we're at Grandpa's house and in his Internet Explorer favorites.
What about that one?
Maybe that's okay. I don't know how to talk about those other ones because I don't understand them.
Yeah.
So, but I can talk
about. It's like in a couch or something.
I can talk about internet porn.
Okay.
So, what is your stance on internet porn? Take that however you want to.
What is my stance on it?
Yeah, like how do you handle
it? It's like the only kind of porn, in my opinion.
That's true. I mean these days.
Yeah.
Because when I was back in my day, you had to steal a magazine from the store or sneak away somebody's dad's collection.
Yeah. I think the only time I've seen an actual magazine was when I was maybe in like fourth grade, and there was a discarded one in the parking lot of my Japanese school.
And you were. And we were
like, what is this? Why is it was really water damaged. So it was, you know, just like a pink mess.
I see. I think there's lots of things. Is it time for us a little?
Are we getting real? What?
No, I wondered if it's time for a little story. Like, do you have anything personal to comment on this?
Oh, about finding.
Either finding things? Or just like your pornography, just anything that jumps to mind.
One time I was looking at pornography on a piece of furniture and and then one of my roommates came in, and this is like I can say one of my roommates, but you can narrow down the list of who it could be.
You were looking at pornography.
I was on a couch or in an armoire.
Okay. I see.
And they knocked quickly, maybe,
and then burst
politely
in.
And just like burst in, and then I covered myself very quickly, and I don't know if they saw anything, but we continued a conversation for a few minutes.
Ryan, you don't have a door. Is this at your current?
This is at the last place.
Previous place. Okay. Because without a door, I can see this.
This is back in the day when
back in the old days, back when you had a door.
So I you know, to this day, I don't know if.
Well, maybe you'll find out as soon as this podcast gets out there. Maybe. I don't have anything that, I mean, I have some things I could talk about, but the thing I wanted to mention was Grandpa. Like, what's your policy on the browser? How do you handle that? Because there's so many handy ways to not get that stuff stuck in your history. I mean, in this case, it's in Grandpa's favorites, which I think is just, that's just careless.
That, I think, might be, I feel like that's a thing that they can do, like the browsers can do automatically without him knowing.
What I would say is that my policy, and I actually know a young lady whose policy this is as well.
Okay.
Is separate browser for porn.
Oh. Well, see, I don't have that problem because Chrome has incognito mode.
No, and Safari has private browsing mode.
Okay.
But Firefox has, like, do not save anything mode. Like, total amnesia mode.
Mm-hmm.
And you don't have to do anything. So I use Firefox for that. And then you're just totally covered. And there's no chance because it's not even the browser you're going to have up.
Mm-hmm.
This young lady uses Chrome primarily, and I was at her house using her computer and opened up Safari just because it was my habit.
Uh-oh.
And discovered some things in her history.
Okay, see? So there are...
Well, she was not using the private browsing mode.
I see. Well, I like the Chrome incognito mode because I can have Chrome going already and have all of my things, like my Gmail, still logged in, but with the new incognito window, I can have, you know, this separate system.
Sure. I would, only other comment on this is that now it's almost become a moot point because of Tumblr, in which I don't have any like hardcore porn.
No,
I know. I have plenty of like nude photography sites mixed in with
pictures of kitty cats.
Exactly. Kitty cats, comics, interior design. And I look at Tumblr at work all the time. And because I work at a design studio, that it's just understood that there will be naked girls everywhere. But occasionally things pop up that are
not just in the computers, not just on the internet. Just
walking
everywhere.
Around. No, so it almost doesn't even matter anymore because Tumblr just doesn't even care.
Well, that's
good.
I always forget about looking at Tumblr in public though.
And you're just sitting there looking at
it. If I'm at a cafe, I'll open it up and then there'll be like a butt in my face and I'll have to.
Yeah, well, sometimes some of those blogs, like, again, most of the ones I have that I follow on Tumblr are just, you know, nude fine art photography. Mm-hmm. But sometimes those will sneak in something quite hardcore. And I will just. And the thing that actually gets me more often than opening Tumblr is when I open a new Safari tab and it goes to that, like, that grid of all the pages you look at.
Oh, right, right. Yeah.
And one of them is of Tumblr and it just has some. So then it's even like I'm being more sneaky, especially if someone's like, hey, Scott, come look at this site. And then I open it up.
And then yeah, you can't even acknowledge it.
Yeah, there's just one little.
What's that butt?
Like when, yeah, interesting. There's a butt there.
For me, though, it's I don't follow any of the fuck yeah, someone's butt
tumblr.com.
Yeah.
It just, it's always personal sites of like friends or internet friends, and then they'll post a naked person, and I can't do anything about it.
Well, that's life.
But, you know, nothing wrong with that.
Just make sure your door's locked. We want to cruise along?
Sure. Late one night, to avoid being caught sleeping with a roommate while spending the night in his room, I stuck my ass out of his first floor window and peed while hanging there. The roommates were awake and drunkenly cooking in between his room and the bathroom.
Interesting.
This took me a few times to figure out.
To understand, because it's almost like the game Clue. Like there's someone in the conservatory. There's someone in the parlor with a pipe wrench, yeah. Right?
Like for me, it was roommate with roommate and then other roommate and then roommate room.
So there's at least four roommates.
You think so?
There has to be.
One, two, three. Yeah, okay.
There's at least four. So she's sleeping with this one of the roommates.
Mm-hmm.
She doesn't want the other roommates to know. She's got to pee. She has the option of peeing into something, which I've done before in a similar scenario, peed in a bottle.
In a person's room or in a car?
In a room.
Why?
Because the way to the bathroom was blocked.
Like physically blocked?
By people. By people that I didn't want to deal with at that time.
That's intense.
Well, peeing, that's fine. This is like...
It's one thing to be in this girl situation where she's like, she doesn't want to have them find out, but if you just don't want to go talk to people.
No, it was a similar thing. It was okay. It wasn't exactly the same, but it was a similar thing. But for me, it was pretty easy to just like pee in a bottle that I had.
Yeah.
I don't know. She has to stick her butt out the window.
I can't even imagine doing that. Like that's...
As a girl? Like I've peed a lot of places. I peed out of things. I peed off cliffs.
Well, I think everyone knows that.
Sure. Sure. I mean, I'm peeing all the time.
You can tell by your voice.
By the sound of my voice.
He's peeing right now.
I am. But the butt out the window, Pete, I wonder what the guy was thinking when this was happening. Was he like, you know, out cold or what was the...
I'm sure. I feel like he'd be awake.
Yeah. I think this is funny. I like the roommate kind of intrigue that's going on here.
Oh, the sneaking behind the others.
I feel like when you lived at Cat City, was there stuff like this going on? I always felt like there was like, you couldn't tell what was going on. There were people that were behind doors sometimes that you couldn't quite tell what was happening.
There were times when like someone would bring a girl over and then she's still there in the morning wearing a giant t-shirt. And you're like, obviously. Like, okay, let's watch Veronica Mars together.
Okay.
But nothing, I don't feel like there's anything like this. Because, well, we only had a girl living there for a short while.
That was the weird thing because Cat City had a changing of the guard where it was all boys and then all girls, right?
Oh, but in between, there was one girl and three boys.
A transitory phase.
I don't know if
she wasn't sleeping with anyone.
As far as you know.
I see. Interesting.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know that I've been in a... To me, like, sleeping with roommates is not
wise. It's fun.
It's not a wise choice for a number of reasons. Yeah.
I had a friend who's visiting again this month. She once bought a one-way ticket to Seattle and didn't leave for 3 weeks.
Yes.
I hope no one thought anything.
That you like girls?
Oh, God, that'd be awful, wouldn't it?
Actually, how many times... Does that ever happen to you, though? Where you like, have a friend who's a girl and you just share the bed with her? Like, literally just a place to sleep and then people jump to conclusions about it? Because I think I've had that happen to me.
That, I feel like I have a lot of friends who are girls that I'm close to, but for whatever reason, they are not comfortable with doing that
thing. I don't know why. Just old friends or people coming through town or whatever. I will. It's just sharing a bed. It's not a big deal, but I could see how that would look. I think one set of roommates that I had here, there were a lot of girls that came and stayed with me for a while. Just old friends that would come and stay in my room.
Mm-hmm.
And I wonder now what they thought. Like, I didn't really talk to my roommates very much about it. Yeah. I wonder if they thought that.
I've shared bedrooms, but not beds with girls.
Yeah.
I've shared beds with Scott.
Yeah, that's a lot of times.
I guess that's a thing people probably think.
Do you think that?
I really don't know
what people think about
what people think.
Well,
that's the same thing happens with Corey, too. Corey went down to GDC, the Game Developers Conference in San Francisco, this past weekend. And he told me when he came back up that everyone was saying, oh, you and Mari are so cute. Like, your relationship is so adorable.
Well, it is.
And it's something that comes up a lot. What is our relationship?
Well, I don't know. I feel like we've heard similar things about us.
Oh, God.
Well, we're just peas in a pod, I guess.
I guess so.
And actually, speaking of not getting involved with roommates, what's the next one?
I'm donking my roommate, but I think I'm falling for someone else, and I don't know how to rectify this without breaking hearts / being homeless.
Don't donk where you eat.
Yeah, that's rule number one. Rule number one. That's donking 101.
Yeah, this is exactly why you don't sleep with a roommate. Yeah.
Can I drop a book?
Yeah, let's have a book.
Donking for Dummies. Yeah.
First page, in like one of those little tip windows, it says, don't donk your roommate, dummy. Yep. You are in a tough situation. There's not a terribly graceful way out unless you feel like, how soon's your lease up? Like how?
Well, if you think you're falling for someone else, you know, that's, well, you think so?
Well, if you think you're falling, when someone says, I think I'm falling for someone else, it's like when they're halfway in midair and they look around like, oh, I'm falling.
No, that's when someone's falling.
It's not when they're like, I think I'm falling. Maybe, you're already in the act.
I don't know. I feel like it can go either way because I don't want this person to
stop donking for the wrong reasons.
That's true. That's a roommate stuff is so complicated. And yeah, I don't really think you should do it either. I also don't want them to change their whole life, you know, and living situation if they're not actually in love with this person.
No, and I think maybe there's a, it is possible. It is possible to get out of a casual sexual relationship mm-hmm. and remain cool with the person. It's going to be weird with the roommate situation, but like if you guys aren't an item and you're just sleeping together, I think it's possible to go back to just the roommate thing. It's probably going to take a little time, but if you can put this other thing on hold or at least keep it kind of on the sidelines until you stabilize the home situation. Because like if you tell the roommate that you're donking, I'm not donking you because I want to donk someone else. That's going to lead to definitely some problems. But yeah. If you can tell them like, you know, maybe we shouldn't keep doing this. It's probably a bad idea. We're not, it's been fun, but we're not really, it's not going anywhere. Maybe we should, you know, maybe mm-hmm. we should back off from mm-hmm. it. If you can do that and then slowly ease into this other thing where it doesn't seem like it's a cause and effect thing, I think the guy or a girl, it's not really specified, is it?
Well, who do you think, what do you think it is?
I it was a girl was my first thing, but now I kind of wonder, I don't know.
You think it's a girl?
Yeah, I don't know.
That's doing the donking? I assumed it was a dude. Yeah.
Because a dude, that's just the kind of guy that would donk a roommate.
I think so.
I think you have to ease out of the donking first as gracefully as you can and then head into the new thing. But that, I mean, we don't know much about your sitch. Like,
yeah, that sounds tough because this poor other roommate, you know, they're going to stop getting donked.
I know.
And then they're going to see this other person you're donking.
Yeah, don't
like,
bring
all
the
time.
Don't bring the donker home, like the new donker home. Yeah,
it's bad enough seeing you and thinking about all those, you know, those sweet nice donks. Yeah, those sweet donks.
This is not, if you can, yeah, when's the lease up? I don't know. That seems like the most. Solve the donking problem first. How about that?
Can we do that? Yeah.
And then we'll go from there because, like, even if this person you don't know if you're falling for, even if you're not falling for them, like, maybe the next person you will, or maybe in a month or 2 months, like, the casual sex thing without an ending part is tough.
Mm.
Especially if you're still on the lookout for something more than a donk. So,
yeah.
Solve that first if you can. What's next?
Yesterday I had sex in my English classroom. It was too stressful, so my girlfriend and I stopped about halfway and went into the bathroom to masturbate alone instead.
This breaks my heart.
The girlfriend just left? Went to the bathroom?
No, my girlfriend and I stopped halfway through and went. I think they both went. They split up. They went their separate ways.
How do they do that? Oh, is this like a high school thing?
I don't know.
How do you get in the classroom?
I don't know what to say about this. I in high school, I never did anything like that at school, except for maybe like making out.
What about the other part?
Or
the ending part?
Masturbating at high school?
Alone.
I don't think I ever did. I would not put it past me.
Yeah, I'm not sure either.
But I don't think I did. At college, I've had sex in almost every room.
Right.
And that includes like the office that I had keys to that I wasn't supposed to have keys to, on the conference table.
Should you be saying this out loud?
Do you think someone's going to listen to this?
I don't know. I think, ooh.
So in the design office on the conference table, in a number, a lot of classrooms, some that weren't even, sometimes they were locked, but sometimes they weren't locked. There was just a place you could hide. But the most kind of intense one was in a supply closet right next to a classroom with people in it.
Whoa. At what time of day?
in the middle while a class was going on in the middle of the day.
What? Was I in that class?
You may have been. No, I think it was a freshman color theory class because I think it was a Friday. Details aren't necessarily important.
I'm gonna take a blacklight to school.
A lot you will not believe what you see. We were never. I don't think we were ever caught. We were almost caught, like getting ready to or finishing. Like a janitor would come in or something like that. But we never got caught. But yeah, surprising coverage, particularly on the.
Yeah, you've told me these stories before, and I've often thought about it, like
while at school, wondering.
No. This was when we graduated, so I wasn't at school. But I've just thought about it, like, because I was a lab monitor, and so was Scott, and we would be at school after hours, sometimes by ourselves. And I still feel like that's a pretty sticky situation. Like, I would be afraid to do that.
Well, you gotta have. Again, I had some keys. Yes. So I am, if this isn't obvious, am a fan of that kind of interaction outside of the home, out and about. Mm-hmm. I've had the same thing happen in, you know, bathrooms at restaurants, at the airport, things like that. And I don't know, like the too stressful part to me, that's part of like the kick, you know, but if you can't, I don't know. I wish you'd gone off to the bathroom together. Now, if you're at high school, it's definitely a different situation. There's more people everywhere. So
it seems like, well, I think it's good that you said all those things about your strategy and like learning the schedule, because it sounds like they want to do this, but it just wasn't planned out well enough.
How about this? If you really want to do it, stake it out for a couple weeks or whatever, you know, like go in there and have lunch or go there and study for a while, just so you can know that there's how much time you have and so on. You can kind of stake it out a little bit.
Yeah.
And also like there's other things maybe you can just do, like other quick little things. Like you can go in there and just quickly make out, stuff like that, just to get used to it. But don't give up. This is the stuff, of all the things that happen in your English classroom, the things you will remember the rest of your life have nothing to do with the classes. It will be other things you were up to.
I guess so.
Do you remember a lot about your high school English class?
I remember that, I don't know if it was my class or the other one, but we made our English teacher cry. And she was, and it was during lunch, and she was hiding under her desk with all the lights turned out and was crying.
You were a bad child.
No, I was just not in the honors classes or AP classes for English because.
It was in the honors classes that she.
No, it wasn't.
Oh.
It wasn't.
Oh, I see.
So these were like, you know, mean kids.
The bad kids.
Yeah. I did take honors English later, but I realized that kids are awful no matter how smart they think they are.
It's true. What do we got next?
I'm in love with a girl half my age, and it's definitely illegal. I don't know what to do. Please help.
This is not a good place to be.
Yeah, get out of there. Just stop it.
Is that your advice?
Knock it off. Or I don't want to be like, yeah, bro, that's sweet. Just wait. You know, like wait till she's 18.
There's not a great answer. This is sort of an awkward. If there's an answer for this, and this is like a Hobbes Leviathan or a Freud kind of thing, but
I don't know what you're talking about.
Okay, being in society means you forfeit certain things.
Yes.
So you know that someone is gonna, you know, there's police there protect you. The traffic lights will keep you from getting run over, and because you're in that society,
yes,
you get benefits, but you also forfeit certain things. Certain things are off limits. You can't just kill people that make you mad. You can't just take whatever you want from the store. And that's just how it is. And there is an age that has been deemed off limits.
Yes.
And that's just how it is.
Yeah.
And that's, there's not, as far as don't know what to do, like that's what you don't do anything.
Yeah.
There's just, it's an off limits thing. And it's whatever things you can tell yourself, forget them. Like it's just don't do it.
Yeah.
Just don't do it.
Idiot.
No, I'm not even an idiot. I mean, like,
well, yeah, that's the only thing we're not going to give you help to commit what is a crime.
Yeah, it's not okay.
Also, you're not in love with her. Yeah. She's like, I don't know how old she is, but she's stupid. Doesn't matter how old she is. She's dumb.
Yeah, I know. And it's tough, but you're just going to have to bite the bullet and realize that there's not,
Yeah.
If you want.
Hey, you know what? Write a book about it.
I always feel weird saying that Lolita is one of my favorite books of all time.
I still haven't finished it.
It's considered one of the great American novels, yeah. Which amazes me because English wasn't even Nabokov's first language. I don't even think it was the second. That this guy, who's this Russian guy who learned English later, wrote what is like the quintessential mid-century novel,
mm-hmm.
great American novel. It's so good. He's so good.
Yeah.
But he's also in jail at the end.
Uh-huh. It makes me very uncomfortable reading it. It's
intense.
Yeah.
But this is, I mean, that's even more intense because this is like, in Lolita, she's
a
kid. So it's, yeah. I mean, maybe don't read Lolita right now.
I don't know what to tell you.
Yeah, don't.
Well, he ends up in jail at least.
Yeah, but not for that.
Oh, spoilers. I didn't get that far.
Oh, sorry. It's a parking ticket. it's all about parking. It's done. Whatever it is, it's over. How about that? Like, I don't know. I think we're usually not so definitive, but there it is.
Yeah, that's pretty clear.
So more about being in love next.
I've been in love with the same girl for 8 years. She doesn't love me. The pain is unbearable. Why can't I just stop, change my mind to move on? Because she's the one.
So you answered your question.
Oh, that's nice. Next question. Next secret.
Yeah, what's next? Mari, what's your take on this?
8 years and she doesn't love you back? I want to know how old these people are. Because I think as you get older, you realize that those intense feelings you had, like, they only build up because you never got to do anything with them. And if you were together, maybe it wouldn't work out.
Well, but there's two ways this plays out. Like,
okay.
Do you think that I get the impression that they've never been together?
Yeah, that's what I get too.
Yeah, in which case, like, that kind of non-mutual arrangement, like, it is a silly thing.
Yeah.
It's rough. It's not so good. Why can't you change your mind? I mean, I think the answer is right here. You're the one who's telling yourself that she's the one. But if she doesn't want to be the one, she's not really the one.
I think the answer is because she's one of those Japanese anime pillows. Yeah, so she can't love you back.
But she could be one of those people that is kind of likes the attention but doesn't want to go all the way, so she sort of strings you on kind of thing.
Oh.
Which I think is pretty common. I am a person that does not get over things. And I am a person that gets tangled with people.
If you say you're the kind of person who doesn't get over things, you're not going to be the kind of person who gets over things.
I think you're right.
Yeah.
Maybe get away from her for a while.
She's not the one.
Maybe you need to, well, she's not, because the one is she. You're the one too.
Yeah.
Like, it's not. It's one of those things where it's like one equals one, and there's a one on both sides. It's not like where there's just a one. That isn't how it works. I know that it's tough. I've been in really long, tangled up things. It's only been with people that I was involved with or off and on, things that dragged out. So I know how that stuff can go on for a long time and be pretty awful. But
mm-hmm.
if it's never happened, it doesn't seem like there's any reason to think that it will.
Yeah.
Is it time for another book?
I guess so.
I mean, we're dropping these books left and right.
Yeah.
I'm going to mention every book in this one episode.
What do we have? You got On Love.
I've got like 15 books.
And then we have Donkey for Dummies.
Donkey for Dummies. No, this is, and actually maybe this is a book that everyone could benefit from, because I feel like it really changed my perspective
mm-hmm.
on love. And it's called Conditions of Love.
Okay.
And it basically just tells you what love is.
What about that other book then?
That is a novel called On Love, and it shows you. But this one is more like it's a little more practical. And I think it's very realistic, and I think it's, I think especially for people that look at love, I think that the big problem with Western culture is that love means falling in love, like that step. When you talk about love, it's like the butterflies and crushes and that kind of thing.
Like the rom-com.
Yeah, it's the thing you see in movies. Yeah. It's the thing that you see on TV, the thing that happens in books. That's
stupid.
Well, it's lovely, but it's only, if that's all you know about it, like when that's over, what do? That doesn't last for 50 years.
This isn't just a Western thing though, because I mean, there's Korean dramas, you know, it's a very, you know what? Maybe that's a Western influence, but anyway, it's just, people get caught up in this image of being a martyr and having all this pent up emotion and hoping that they'll notice and, you know, carrying that torch. I think
so too. And I think that that is not a very realistic perspective of what love really is, which is if you're going to have like you know, a 50-year marriage or that kind of thing, that it's different from just that falling in stage or butterflies or, you know, ache in the pit of the stomach kind of thing. And I think that that's a good book. I think there's a lot of people that have written in that are hung up on people or you know, don't know what the next steps are. I felt like I got a much better perspective after after reading that book.
Yeah, maybe this is the next step, just reading about it and trying to
maybe
doing something to get better about it.
We've heard my spiel on hiccups and that it goes away and it's own sweet time, but that the best thing you can do is to try to channel that energy in a productive way in the meantime. Mm-hmm. But if this to me sounds like there could be some kind of, like, maybe she is not, if she's stringing you on or something like that. I've been in that kind of situation where.
Yeah, I hope it's not that.
I hope it's not that either. If it is, she's a jerk. She's not the one.
Mm-hmm.
You're too good for her.
I really liked what you said earlier. You're a one, too.
You're a one, too.
I thought that was cute. You're also a one.
Yeah. We're all ones together.
Yeah, yeah. But also, there's a lot of ones.
Listen, guy, take a break from her. Get out of the city. Do something. Mm-hmm. Go write a book.
Go out to the country and...
enjoy yourself.
Yeah.
Get a roommate and donk them.
Is that good advice?
No, that's very poor advice.
Okay.
Or get on a trampoline, because we know where that leads.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. What's next?
Hi, I'm a girl 19 and whatnot.
And whatnot.
Can I read this like it's written?
Yeah.
Hi, I'm a girl 19 and whatnot. Well, I met a guy who's 33, thought he was insanely hot, but I don't like him, but want to have sex with him, and what do I do? By the way, love your podcast. Okay. I have to say that all in one breath.
I have some thoughts on this. What do you think?
Oof.
Catch your breath.
33. Does 33 make the cut? Is that...
No, at... I'm 30 and the cut is 22. So
right
now that puts him in the creepy age. But this isn't about the guy. This is about her. So he is too old for you, yes.
Well, 19. Don't like him, but want to have sex with him. And what do I do? Don't have sex with him if you don't like him.
I think it's foolish and narrow to divide the world into you know, kind of broad categories.
Yeah,
but in your life, you will meet people that you want to have sex with.
Mm-hmm.
You will meet people.
That sounds exciting.
Yeah. You will meet people that you're interested in and want to be around and know and don't want to have sex with.
Mm-hmm.
You will meet people that you don't like.
Okay.
And if you want to think of this in terms of a Venn diagram, you want to have sex with the people where there's an overlap between the people you like and the people you want to have sex with.
Mm-hmm.
When there's an overlap between the people you don't like and the people you want to have sex with, that's probably not a good thing.
Yeah. If the reason you don't like him is because he's like a jerk and will probably discard you and toss you aside and...
Yeah, or treat you... I mean, there are people out there that can do the just sex thing. And I know... there are people out there that do that. They don't seem to like each other at all, but they just have a pure sex relationship. I think people pull that off or seem to some degree. The problem with this is you may... One, like, you're young and he's kind of old, so it's going to be a weird thing anyway. Also, you're sleeping with a guy that you don't like just because you're attracted to him. That's not super great for your self-esteem, or you're probably not going to treat him very well. But you're going to end up potentially in the same problem where you're get tangled up in a sexual relationship with this dude who sounds like a jerk. And then maybe you meet a nice guy. And then what do you tell the nice guy? Like, hey, it's great to meet you. I like you and I'd like to have sex with you. I just have to stop sleeping with this jerk who is way older than me, who I think is hot.
Yeah.
It's not a good win.
Yeah. How badly do you want to have sex with this person? I don't feel like it can't be that good that you would want
to. You know what it is to me? It's like that dessert thing. Well, one, yeah, it's kind of like that dessert thing.
Okay.
Like when you want dessert, but you know it's a lot of calories, it's not very good for you, and you know that you eat it, and it just takes a couple minutes to eat, and then you're just going to regret it for the whole rest of the day. Right?
That doesn't happen to me.
It doesn't happen to you. It happens to people that actually metabolize their food and put fat on their body.
Oh, I don't do that.
Yeah, you don't do that. But it's that kind of thing where it's just a moment of pleasure and then all this time saying, why did I do that? And I don't want you to put yourself in that situation, right? I mean, where you get this thrill that's going to last, you know, however long it lasts.
It's not even like one moment of regret though. It's like the rest of your life.
Yeah, honestly. Or for, you know, a long time. And if he's some creepo that's creeping on 19-year-old girls when he's 33, maybe there's more to not like about him. Like, yeah. I don't know. I don't think I would trust the situation. You will meet in your life, you will meet hot people that you also like. And I think it is worthwhile to hold out for that.
Yeah. Yeah. 19-year-old boys are pretty stupid, but they are, you know, but there are some hot ones.
There could, or there's some dudes in their 20s, early 20s that I think will be.
And okay. I'm one of those people. I'm very nice.
Yeah. Okay. And I think this goes back to some other things we talked about, because on the one hand, we're saying don't sleep with someone just because they're hot if you don't like them. I think that maybe works with the inverse too. Like, don't sleep with someone just because that you like them, but you're not attracted to them. You know, we've talked about the one with the I'm dating an ugly girl.
That's a bit different. They do like them, but they're just not attracted to them for some reason.
Well, right. But that's kind of the same thing, right? Like, it's the inverse.
It's
different circles of the Venn diagram overlapping, but it's still not the right ones. Yeah. The right ones are you are hot and I like you. And to me, that's so much more important. Like, I can't go just on physical attraction alone. Like, right. I cannot have sex with a person I don't like or that I think is stupid.
I can barely stay in the same room as someone that I don't like.
And so it is so much hotter if you're physically attracted to the person and drawn to them drawn to the personality and emotionally. It's just so much better.
Yeah.
So just wait for that. It's totally worth it. This is just like eating a couple of Oreos and then they were good, but they kind of gave you a stomach ache and they're not that great and you're going to get fat. And it's not a good long-term strategy.
Yeah. These are old Oreos too.
Yeah. They're old Oreos. You can do it if you need to, and you're going to learn from it. You're 19. You got to get out there and explore. But I would say,
yeah, I think it sounds a lot better when everything is perfect the way we describe it. And it's like, hey, I'm a 19-year-old girl and I met a 19-year-old boy and I think he's really hot and I really like him.
Doesn't that sound much better?
It sounds awesome.
Or what about this? I'm a 19-year-old girl and I'm gorgeous and I met a 20... How old are you, Mari?
I'm 22.
A 22-year-old cartoonist.
Uh-huh.
And I love his voice.
Oh, yeah.
And I just want to smooch
like
him.
Butter. You want to do what?
Just smooch him.
Smooch him. Yeah. Oh, okay. Do they want to donk me too?
Probably want to donk you. I think we got one more, right?
I've never heard the word donk before that way.
Not in that way, but I'm going to roll with it.
I've heard badonkadonk.
That's a different thing. Do you know that?
Or badonkadonk.
According to Twitter, it's what? Booty appreciation today?
Oh, booty I saw that once. Day? I don't know.
I don't know. It was trending. I don't know how much credence. One more.
Every time I shake someone's hand, I can't help but wonder when they last masturbated and if they washed their hands afterward.
Every single time. That's what crosses your mind.
That's not every single time. Maybe because this is what you do, you sicko.
You masturbate and then don't wash your hands. Yeah. I think it's kind of interesting. I wash my hands, but what if other people don't? I don't know.
I was thinking about that recently. Honestly, I was thinking about that. Like, I don't have to wash my hands. No one's going to know. But I just do it anyway.
It's just like a courtesy.
You know, it's not even like stuff's getting dirty. It's just, no, just wash my hands.
I don't even think that's the, like, that's not the issue to me. The issue to me is that every time this person shakes a hand, like business meetings, like associates at work.
Every time
like
I see someone's hand, just imagine the mask.
It's just interesting. It reminded me of Choke. You know how did you read the book Choke?
I did. Yeah.
How just everything is about sex, no matter what it is.
I don't remember that. I mean, well, you know, I know, yeah, the whole like book is
anything
about
that
sex.
Happens,
yeah,
but, and I think that's kind of interesting. Like, if that's what you're wondering about. And now I wonder if you're going to wonder, like, every time I walk into a classroom, I wonder if someone had sex on my desk and didn't wipe it up.
Mm-hmm.
I hope I just blew this person's mind and now they're going to wonder it forever.
This reminds me of an episode of Upright Citizens Brigade.
Yeah, what happened?
Did you ever watch that show?
The pennies.
Yeah, the butt pennies.
I don't think I ever watched the show, but I remember that being in the, it was like in a little promo.
Uh-huh. Thing. Or were they ass pennies? Maybe ass
Yeah,
pennies.
But the idea was that every time the person got a penny, they would pop it up there so that he would know that his pennies were out there circulating.
Yeah, and there was some crazy math, like 1 million pennies in circulation, and chances are that this person has touched one
so
of my
do you
ass
pennies. Is it your advice that this person not wash their hands?
Oh.
They masturbate?
Yeah, you need to have the power in your court, I think. So
you need to take over, and mm-hmm. you need to say, this is how it's going to be.
Yeah, look your fear in the eye.
Yeah, look at
and overcome.
Stop washing your hands. Mm-hmm. Huh.
Yeah, that's also bad advice.
That's bad advice. But that is the last secret of the week. Should we give kind of as a tribute to Corey, should we have a pick of the week? I think my pick of the week, I really like the porn one just because it's just so confusing and bizarre. But I think my pick of the week is the sex in the English classroom. And I want those kids to know that I'm 100% behind them, and I want them to pull this off. Because you will blow your friends' minds. You can tell everyone forever. And if you get caught, like, you know, what's the worst? They can't execute you on the spot or anything unless you're in Singapore or something.
Well, they can't execute you, but they can certainly expel you.
Oh, what? They're not going to kick you out for that.
That would be awesome, though, if you got expelled for having sex in the English classroom.
I think that is, when I think, like, the mileage you get in your life out of a high school diploma, it's pretty minimal. Mm-hmm. But the mileage you get in your life for the rest of your life being able to say that you were expelled for having sex in the English classroom.
That's pretty awesome.
Totally worthwhile.
Yeah.
Priceless.
I've always wanted to get carried away in handcuffs by policemen, not just anyone.
I had that happen a time or two. It's. Do you know that...
In a public place, though? Like, with lots semi-public. Of witnesses?
Not a ton of witnesses.
High school would be, I think.
No, I was never arrested at high school, though. I thought a number of times that I might be.
Uh-huh.
the carried away thing in handcuffs is not comfortable. Although, do you know that in the backseat of police cruisers, there's a little pocket to put your hands in? And I thought that was really thoughtful.
Oh, in the back? That's a little, so I like the little...
You're not sitting on your hands. Your hands go back in a little pocket.
The tail area? I didn't know that.
Yeah.
I've been in the back of a police car before, but I don't remember that.
Were you handcuffed?
In the case, I wasn't handcuffed.
Well, then you wouldn't know.
You think so? I feel like I would have felt noticed. It on the small of my back.
Well, in Amarillo, Texas, there's a little pocket back there, and I think that's courteous.
Well, maybe they're just nicer down there.
It's yeah, it's that southern hospitality.
Yeah.
Do you have any notes, anything, any shout outs or anything you want to get across this week?
I don't have any notes. Nothing I can think of, no.
I, after this podcast, am going to upload the final version of our book.
Oh, sweet.
And it will be available. It's a book that I wrote while traveling last summer, and it's a series of letters I've written to myself at different ages.
Uh-huh.
And Mare was gracious enough to illustrate it. The illustrations are fantastic. The letters are, I'm told, somewhat sad.
Yeah, Scott made me read it, and it made me sad.
Yeah, so if you like sad things and you like Mare's drawings, give it a shot.
It'll be good.
I don't think it'll be too expensive. It'll be like $10.
Yeah, it's a nice like impulse buy.
Yeah, and you know, we're you may have noticed we were dropping books left and right, but that wasn't really calculated. We like to do the show. It would be nice to get. I don't know. We don't want to have like a big donation bucket or anything or like a tip jar, but we do make stuff. Both of us make stuff, and if you wanted to buy that stuff that we make, we would really like that.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
Do you got anything? I know you were printing more letters to an absent father.
Oh, I just printed out 100 copies. I got some press on the comics recently, and then a bunch of orders came in, and they are orders for books that do not exist. So I printed some more.
Okay. There's one left.
Probably about 80 are unspoken for.
Yeah. So buy Mari's thing. It would be lovely if you bought the book we did together. We worked hard on it for a long time. What, do we want to have a theme for next week?
I think we do, but I can't think of anything.
Do we want to have...
We never plan it this
way. I know,
way.
But what about porn? Like discovering porn or how you handle porn? Oh, or
I mean, I love roommate secrets, but we already did that.
Yeah, we got some pretty good roommates.
Yeah, they were good. That's
so I like how about them some so porn much. Ones?
Porn secrets?
Yeah, like your own collection or finding someone's collection.
Yeah, porn secrets could be good.
Yeah, let's do porn secrets.
Mm-hmm.
So send in those porn secrets. Retweet about the show. Let your friends know. Get us out there. We almost hit 1,000 downloads on some of our episodes. And I was prepared to drop a huge secret, but we didn't quite make it.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Are you just saving up a secret?
Today, it better be good. Today on Twitter, I made a deal that if we got to 1,000 downloads on episode 7, I'd reveal something.
Oh, I should have just downloaded the podcast.
You know my secrets for the most part.
Well, then it's not a secret.
So, yeah, we're at Kiss and Tell Cast. The website is kissandtellcast.com. There is also kissandtellcast.tumblr.com. There is also the Facebook thing. Who knows what that is? But there's a link.
Yeah,
is
just there anything else? Just search Kiss and Tell Cast. And honestly, like I think the Facebook thing especially helps us out because you know other people see that on your stream, and we really don't abuse that at all. It's just
the show.
You like it once and then you get a post every week.
That'd be super helpful.
Yeah,
so just give us a hand. Reblog us on Tumblr, retweet us, like us on Facebook. That you know the drill. You know how this stuff works. It's like keep sending those secrets, keep spreading the word, and that's it. Thanks.
Yeah, thank you.